it's always a tough venue, and you know, Derry, looking from the outside and watching the last couple of games, they've rotated, and I think a lot of the big players are back from injury, and the squad is looking strong. So we know we're in for a really tough game.
Sligo at the Showgrounds, most Derry fans just know that they're not going to get anything down there. But in terms of fixtures at the Brandywell, do you find it a little bit more unpredictable for Sligo Rovers?
Yeah, our record probably hasn't been brilliant up there, and it's always that thing when you're playing away from home that the home team usually has the advantage with their fans behind them. And obviously, being an Astral pitch, you know how to play the pitch, similar to Dundalk. Players are used to it, they train on it, and they know the balance of the ball and stuff. So it's important for our lads to get to the cut of the pitch early in the game. But I always feel that the first 20 minutes is key when you go away from home and up to the Brandywell, that you always expect Derry to start fast. And if you can weather that early storm, I do think we've got quality players in our team, albeit we're down a lot of bodies at the moment, but I still feel we've got players that can hurt Derry. And if we're at it tomorrow night, hopefully we can come away with some sort of positive result.
Has it been a good week for the squad getting ready for this game?
Yeah, I have to say the reaction's been really good and pleasing. That's, you're always looking for that as a manager and a coach and staff when you've had a poor performance the previous game. And there's no doubt we didn't perform anywhere near the levels that we can last Friday at home to Bohemians. And the beauty of this game is you've got another match coming. And yes, we know it's going to be tough. You're away from home, but it's a chance for players to redeem themselves. I full belief that we've got good players here. We've shown it, you know, in the first game of the season, or the second game of the season, which was our first one against Derry. We went toe-to-toe. There wasn't much in the game. And hopefully we can replicate that type of performance tomorrow.
In recent weeks, you've been without Simon Power, Will Fitzgerald. Are they any closer to returning to boost your attacking options?
No. Will Fitzgerald and Andrew Pineacker, they're out long-term. Hopefully they'll be back after the break. You know, so we're down a few bodies. There'll be one or two that are late fitness tests as well coming into the game tomorrow. Obviously, John Mahan's out long-term as well. So look, we have what we have, but I always say it's a chance for other players to step up and produce, and that's what they want. There's guys that are on the bench or might be in the academy and they're coming up to the first team, and they're always looking for opportunities when they're given it. It's up to them to take it, and if they do well, they'll stay in the team.